Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hello. I received a note from you that you loan people money.
Hold on, just give me 1 second, sir, please. Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Hello, sir?
Yeah.
That's better. So sorry about that.
Okay.
How can I help you? I'm sorry?
I received a note from you that you're a funding company.
Oh, yes.
I have the reservation code. I want to talk to you about it. If,
okay, let me get to the proper page here. I'll get that from you. Okay, I'm ready, sir.
The reservation code is 2411-3101-0046-6831.
Chris Dasig, or how do I pronounce your last name?
Yes, that's right. That's you did it right.
Dasig Salon, okay.
Before we do anything else, I want to tell you, I have two positions right now. And the other one is almost paid off. I owed him like less than $4,000. And the other one is like around $6,000. Because the other one is smaller amount. It's just that the daily payment is very, very low. It's like $38 a day. And I don't want to do any more daily debits if I can get a term loan. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now, when you say term loan, are you purchasing equipment or what?
Yeah, I like to do some renovation and purchase some equipment.
Okay.
I'm in the business for 28 years now.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I just want to know that, you know, during summer, this is kind of slow. This is hair salon. And after summer, when I was first here, it's going to get better again. But, you know, my monthly gross income is varies sometimes, 14, 15, 13. That's my gross income in the salon.
Okay.
I don't know, what are you looking for? You know, I just want you to know I have those two positions. I'm still paying every day.
No problem. So, a couple things. In regards to the equipment, when looking at equipment, we don't necessarily look at the bank statements as much. The equipment loan is based off of business credit and personal credit, okay? What you've looked at in the past were working capital loans, and 95% of your approval was based off of your deposits.
I gave you my monthly gross income.
Now, on the equipment, the other loans don't affect us. They don't bother us. They are, like you're saying, closer to a term loan type of a structure where it's a monthly payment up to 5 years. And we use the equipment that you're purchasing as collateral on the loan, which is why we can do the monthly payment.
It requires collateral?
Yes, we use the equipment that you're looking to purchase in this remodel as the collateral, correct. We pay the vendors directly, whether it be salon chairs, furniture, computer system, POS, if you're putting TVs in, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, but if I need some money for something else.
Then you're looking at... If you're looking for cash as part of the remodel, then you're looking at a similar product to what you already have because that's uncollateralized money. Now, we're most likely, I don't know who you went through, We rarely get beat as far as terms and pricing. We would do a weekly payment as opposed to a daily payment. And we can go out, you know, up to 24 months depending on how much you're looking to borrow.
Well, I'm looking to, like, if I can get approved for $50,000. Because I want to pay off the other two companies, so I only owe one.
And okay.
Longer term is good for me, so my whatever monthly or weekly debit will be affordable for me. So I don't have to worry about not paying on time.
What are the current balances on those current working capital loans?
The other ones, like I said, it's like less than more or less $4,000. That used to be $35,000.
Who is that with?
The other one is, huh?
Who is that with?
With Platinum.
Platinum? Platinum has a balance of roughly $4K. And how about the other one?
The other one's like probably like below $6K.
And who is that with?
That one, it takes longer time to pay because the daily debit is only $38. That's why.
Who is that with?
That was this is with QuarterSpot. This is originally $8,000. It went down to that.
You said it's about $3,000.
Oh no! That's originally $8,000.
So how much is the balance now?
I can assume probably like more or less $5,000 left.
Okay. All right. And then what type of equipment are you looking to buy, and roughly how much is it going to cost?
Oh. Can we just forget about buying furniture? Because whatever I need the money for, whatever the remaining is what I'm going to use on buying furniture. Because I need to pay taxes. That's why I'm getting this loan.
Okay, so how much do you think you're going to need in total?
What's that?
How much in total do you think you're going to need for both paying off the roughly $9,000 that you currently have, and then to cover all of your other costs, including your taxes? How much do you think the total is going to be?
Well, I need at least $50,000. I just want something, you know, left in the bank, so
okay.
I have money to pay you.
Okay.
Aside from my income in the salon.
Perfect. That's easy enough. What is your mobile telephone number?
It's 917-680-8888.
8888. Okay. And what is your email address?
It's 888.
No, your email address?
Three of number eight, 888. ChrisDasig@gmail.com.
Okay. Are you in front of the computer now?
I am not. I have to plug it in from it being a computer. Why?
Well, I'm just going to send you an email, and I was going to make sure you received
it.
But
I have my cell phone and mobile. I can get the email.
Okay.
Well, what's your name, please?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin, okay. Where am I calling from? Are you in Canada or England? Where are you?
No. Southern California. I'm in Orange
California.
County.
Okay.
Our bank originated, there's a city in San Diego called Cardiff by the Sea.
So are you a direct lender or are you a broker?
We are. No, we have our own money. We're a commercial bank. You know, there are times where we will use one of our partners. It's essentially our money. We will manage and process the loan ourselves. There are times where we will use one of our partners' products, but we will still be your direct contact. Depending on what your loan looks like, you may also qualify for one of our internal products, but rates are going to be the same regardless. It just really depends on, you know, which portfolio you fit into the best. But you will have my direct phone number and my mobile number, so anything you ever need, you'll call me directly. You won't get bounced around some phone system or, you know, a few different lenders.
Okay. So should I just wait for your email and
give me one second. I'm just, I'm sending it to you right now. Is your 2015 tax return completed yet?
2015. I think it is, yeah. I need to ask my accountant.
Okay, I'm going to put 14 in this email. If 15 is done, go ahead and send it. If not, go ahead and send me 14.
Okay.
I am going to add my mobile number here so that you have that as well. Again, I just want to make sure you receive the email. So, you know, for some reason we get off the phone, you don't receive it. You know, you wouldn't be able to track back to me. At least if I know you received the email, I know you've got all my contact information. So.
Okay.
And it's on its way now.
Okay. Let me check my my phone. I think I got it. Yeah, Kevin Bice. Your name is Kevin Bice? Yeah, I got
it. Yes, sir.
So there's an application here. I want to tell you something, you know, that in case you think, because I just want to figure out the monthly gross income that I gave you, figure out if you'll be able to give me $50,000, because if we're just wasting our time, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time. Is that possible?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beginning part of it, your question.
I'm saying, can you just figure it out if I can qualify for $50,000. Because I gave you my monthly gross income. This is not the highest one, you know, because it's summer is very slow. But after summer, we're going to get better again. So I just want to know, if I can get approved what I'm looking for.
How much are you depositing into your checking account every month?
Well, I told you, it's just credit card. That's what we do here. And so it's like in the summer, it varies, like 12, between 12 and 15.
That's your credit card deposits into your checking account?
That's in the checking account, yes.
Okay. What I would do then is send me 12-month bank statements instead of 6.
12 months? Wow.
Because
that's a lot. I don't know if I can search for all that in my email. 12 months. I will do my best. You know,
the reason I'm saying that is that with 12 months, I can sit down with my underwriters and say, you know, here, you know, the past 6 months doesn't give a fair picture of the type of business they do.
Yeah.
Because summer is slow. So I can show them, look, once we get towards the end of September, this is what they do, and this is the time period where they're going to be paying back the loan anyways. So with 12 months, I can show them, you know, I can kind of put our best foot forward. That's my professional opinion.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. Can you send me another email again and tell me from what month to month would make it like 12 months of statements? Because now it's September, so... I need to go to bank.
I would say September of 2015 through August of 16.
September 2015. I'll see if I can get that because I have them in my email. I will just forward you the email. See if I can do that today. What time are you there till, Kevin?
Oh, I'll be here till 7 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh, 7 o'clock there. And what time is it? Easter time? It's
10:45 here.
Oh no no! What time you leave your office? At what time?
7 p.m. my time. You're in New York, so that would be 10 p.m. your time.
Oh, so
we're 3 hours behind you.
So I can still catch you later at even 10 p.m. at night here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll do my best, and I'll do my best to do this. Okay?
Okay.
I'll be in touch. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.